Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, we are there once again trying to get it underway. We are moving on to our next segment. Once again, good afternoon to you. Welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking around. In spite of all the challenges, you're still around. Your support and your prayers are of utmost importance to us, and we thank you for doing just that, for continuing to pray for the show. Now we are moving on to our next segment. Like I said, it's our Grow Model. And we do have Pastor Puro Tapelo joining us on the line to give us some perspective on the final day. And first, we must say, Pastor Puro Tapelo, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to be our teacher for the rest of the week, even until the end of the week. I'm saying this because we have had some guests that were not able to pitch for the full length of the week, but you managed to come and stay with us for the whole week. For that, we say good afternoon and thank you ever so much once again, sincerely, for agreeing to be our teacher this week.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here, Mr. Alfonso. I'm very grateful that you thought of inviting me. I've also learned a number of things here.
So today we are focusing on a life built on prayer. Still talking about the true power of prayer, but focusing on our final day on a life built on prayer. And prayer isn't just for emergencies like we spoke about yesterday and the rest of the week. It's not only for quiet time. It's a matter of rhythm. It's a matter of lifestyle, a way to keep your heart and my heart and everyone's heart aligned with heaven while walking through earth's tumultuous times. And I can tell you now, I myself am going through my own tumultuous times. But that's what we need prayer for. And today we close by looking at what it means to build a life anchored in prayer. Not as an obligation, but as a lifeline. What does a daily life of prayer look like in real terms?
A daily life of prayer is one where you start with, you are deliberate, you start with prayer. Sometimes when we say we should be praying, we confuse it to mean family prayer now. Okay. Now here we're talking about personal devotion with God,
right,
where it is just you. It is not you and your wife and your children, it's just you. We each need to have a moment with God before we start everything else.
Right.
One preacher said there's a reason why the Bible begins with the word "in the beginning God," and it is important that in beginning everything we start with God, and before we begin the day it is important to start it with God, and that is what it looks like. Every morning, a moment with God, intimate moment with God.
Right. Let's talk about some of those avenues, Mfunis. How does prayer affect, for example, the way we treat other people, the way we make decisions, and the way we handle stress?
Yeah, prayer is... I'm going to be a little bit personal because I've seen it change me. Okay. As a person first.
Okay.
I used to be someone who, you know, those type of people who are always saying they don't know that I'm short-tempered. I used to fall in that category.
Okay.
Of people who say they are short-tempered.
Right.
And for some time, even my young brothers failed to relate with me because of this thing that I had. And I had to ask God. I had to be deliberate. I've seen God change me and change my relationship with my siblings.
Right.
And now see a different person that if you were to look at me back then and now, you will see a patient person, someone who is very patient. Sometimes I also get amazed at how this thing has changed me.
Right.
I for a person first, and it is important. It not only does it help on your character, When your character is good, your relationship with others is improved.
Right.
And I have also seen prayer help me deal with stress. Because in praying to God, I'm also sharing, I'm also pouring out my heart to Him.
Mm.
I'm telling Him how I really feel. I'm not sugarcoating it because I'm not in front of the church.
Right.
I don't have to sound like a pastor. I don't have to sound like someone who is baptized. I just say
yes.
It the way I feel it. Yes, I say it the way I feel it. And that helps a lot because things that I would have kept just to me, I share with Him, and it helps a lot. I think it helps me deal with a number of things, talk about breakups and all right. those things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. May God help us all the way He has helped you, Pundis. Talk to us about habits. What habits help people stay consistent in their prayer life?
You see, the habit of just, you just have to start by, you have to be deliberate. Now, this will not come if you have not, it's just like deciding to go to the gym.
Right.
Good to go to the gym, it's a good idea. And then when you eventually get there, the first few days, I'm a bit tough.
Yeah.
I started going the gym. I believe you saw in the poster that I'm not very small, I'm big. And I started going to the gym a number of weeks back, and it was heavy at first. But the more time I spent on that treadmill, the more I felt comfortable, and my breathing. And it's just the same with prayer. You just have to decide.
Right.
I am going to start a day with God. Before I do anything, I'm spending this much time with God. And you at first you don't know what you'll be saying to Him. But when you start it, you will just see the conversation going on. Without you struggling, you'll just see things coming.
Right.
Yeah, so you just have to start it, and eventually now it becomes a habit, and even after that, you know, habits tend to be part of our characters.
Right.
And now it could just be something that is in you.
So there is a tendency, Mfundisi, to confuse habits, character, and routine, and I'm mentioning routine last, because it's not necessarily a good thing. When it's becoming routine, we tend to take things for granted. So talk to us about that. How do we guard against prayer becoming sheer routine or just dry?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. You see, when you are studying it, at first, sometimes you'll do it because it's something that you said you'll do, and it has just become part of your routine. You have to do it, and we are guarding against that. It shouldn't be a routine.
Right.
It should be something that you do. When you do something knowing the benefits of what you are doing, you don't just do it, but you do it knowing that it's good for you. And it will not. It is no longer just a routine,
right.
And therefore, it is important to know the importance of this habit that you are developing of prayer.
Right.
Yeah. So I believe we shouldn't find ourselves maintaining it into a routine. When you see it becoming a routine, then know that you have lost it somewhere. You have lost the why. Why are you doing it?
Right.
Why are you praying? Why do you need to connect with God? And for the whole week, we have been saying we can't afford to spend all day without praying. Without praying, we need to be connected to Him.
Right.
And how are we connected? It is prayer that is the rope between us and God.
Of course, of course. Finally, Mfundisi. So when you hear your colleagues preachers and teachers and pastors, they teach us that text that says, pray without ceasing. So I want us again to revisit that aspect. I need you to just share with us, teach us how to pray without ceasing. What does it mean to pray without ceasing? And how can we be more real in everyday life in our prayer without ceasing?
It's very important. It's more like the one we dealt with where we were talking about being persistent in prayer. Mm. I think the ceasing here is more of an emphasis to that.
Right.
It reminds us that we need to, when you know what you're asking for,
right,
you will just keep quiet.
Right.
Though we mentioned that prayers are answered in, it can be wait, no, or yes. When you persist in prayer and when you pray without ceasing, we somehow get to have God give us what we are asking for, because we are persistent. You remember that king who was supposed to die, and he pleaded to God, and God gave him extra years. Sometimes, though, it is not good to have lived the way he lived. But the good thing that I mentioned here is that God listened to him and did not end his life then and there, because he was persistent in his prayer. He told God, "Don't give him more years."
Right.
And he was asking for. And I believe even in our time, God still listens to his people,
right,
when they are persistent in prayer. Remember, he says, if my people who are called by my name,
right,
humble themselves and ask, he will grant us.
Yeah.
He will grant us whatever we are asking. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's how we're going to tie that nice, neat little bow on that topic. Thank you once again for coming through for us and being committed to this segment. We really appreciate you dedicating your time and your ministry to us. May God bless you, and may you have a blessed Sabbath tomorrow, Mfundisi.
Thank you. Happy Sabbath to you too, Mr. Lufondo. Thank you. God bless.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.